Hi, I'm Lady J of Canadian AA Country here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. Today, I am honored to be talking to Canadian country artist from Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, Donnie Peranto.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Welcome to the show, Donnie.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, no problem. It's our pleasure. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Ooh, how far back you want to go?
as far back as you want to tell us.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was born and raised in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, and I started playing fiddle at the age of 14. Went on from there to play with different bands around Canada and did the six nights a week in the bars circuit all across Canada. And then I ended up meeting Neil McCoy. And I went with Neil McCoy for 12 years and toured all over the United States and all over the world, basically. And then I decided, after 12 years of touring with him, it was time for me to start my own career. And I wasn't sure what that was going to be. And because I had a choice, I could have moved back to Canada or I could have still lived in the United States because I'm a dual citizen. So what had happened was I moved back home in 2003 and started my own career and fired up my own band and played around Saskatchewan lots just to get started and then released some singles and some songs. And that leads us up to where we are today.
Okay. Now, what's it like touring around with Neil McCoy?
One of the wildest, craziest rides I've ever been on in my life. It was great. It was fantastic. But in 12 years' time, I've learned so much about the industry, so much about the business. I watched the industry change. I was part of it, mm-hmm. part of the change as it started to change. And what I mean by that is when Napster first came out. Mm-hmm. Then you watch all the record labels. Next thing you know, you see artists dropping like flies. There are no record deals handed out like they used to. But I was also part of it in the very beginning, in the early 90s, when they would sign people like crazy. Okay. Like almost anybody down there would get a record deal. And to where it is today, where you have to fight so hard as an independent artist just to get out there and be recognized. So I was fortunate to be a part of that because what it is it was a learning. It's a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And never give up. Keep pushing, keep trying, because if you believe in what you're selling, eventually somebody's going to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you have to believe in what you're selling.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I also, read and understand that you've shared the stage with Tim McGraw, mm-hmm. Faith Hill, Hank Williams Jr., Reba, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly, because back when we used to do shows, we'd always do shows like these collaboration shows, big, huge festivals. So pretty much anybody that was in the industry, we worked with them.
Okay.
And we're fortunate enough to actually meet them.
Oh, really?
You know? And what I always say by sharing the stage, we were on the same show together. But chances are that we got to know these people. And it was nice to know, especially like Tim and Faith, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, mm-hmm. personally. Mm. Know them well enough where you can actually go up and talk to them and hold a conversation and to see how big their career has gone from back in the humble beginnings that they had, the same thing as Neil McCoy had.
Okay.
You know, so it was very neat.
I guess so. Gee whiz. Now, you said that you played, was it the fiddle that you played when you were 14?
Yeah, I play fiddle, I play mandolin, acoustic guitar, but fiddle and mandolin and a guitar is what I played with Neil McCoy.
Okay.
I did that, and then now I graduated through a few extra instruments in, so I play about five instruments on stage now.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with the other instruments? Like
the other instruments came as I started to, when I first moved back home, because what I wanted is I wanted to be very versatile. I wanted to have a very versatile band. I mean, to me, as a four-piece band up here in Saskatchewan, I want it to be known as one of the most versatile bands. And what I mean by that, you can do everything from an old-time waltz on the fiddle right mm-hmm. through to ZZ Top.
Okay.
That's what I wanted. So then what that in, you know, kind of I had to, you know, put everything forward and really push to learn other instruments and to bring those to the stage where you can make yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
Wow. Now, I understand that you've been very busy between performing and writing songs.
Yes, very busy.
And also, you've been appointed the director of Prince Albert Chapter of Saskatchewan, am I right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that one.
Okay.
But what I am is I'm part of what's called the Saskatchewan Country Music Association.
Okay.
So I'm part of that, and then Prince Albert does have a chapter.
Okay.
And so I'm involved with a lot of the music associations here, like Sask Music, and we definitely get together when we can, and we try to suggest different things to help all the independent artists.
Mm-hmm. And you've won so many different awards throughout your years of performing. What's it like to bring home an award?
It's very rewarding, because to me, once you're nominated, it all starts with a nomination. Once you're nominated, I always say, who's ever nominated for anything, everybody won anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just somebody gets to go home with the icing on top of the cake. But without those nominations, you're not part of the cake.
No,
so that's the way I look at it, is to be nominated. But to actually walk home and win something and then be able to put it up on your mantle, it's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
But don't get stuck in that moment. Start thinking of the next ones. Start thinking of what's coming. Start thinking about tomorrow. Don't get stuck.
No. Do you find, since you've met all these country stars, whether they're Canadian or American, do you find that they are, like you put it, just put it, stuck between, you know, winning the award and trying to, you know, come back to reality and say, okay, I got to work on the next release for a new album?
There are a few of them that are like that. There are a special few that always think they kind of fast forward. And then there's others that I have met that were living in the moment. There's
mm-hmm.
others that I've met that were living in the past.
Okay.
You know, so it all depends. I mean, and I think that all comes down to the personality of the artist. Because a lot of times the personality of the artist is not what you see on stage. Could
okay.
be a totally different person off the stage than they are on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some of them went on to become actors.
That's true. Now, acting.
Yes.
Would you be doing that in any...
Would I ever consider doing that? I think I would. I'd never been presented the opportunity to even try to do this. But it's something eventually that I would love to not really pursue. But
okay.
if I was offered a chance to do something acting-wise, I'd love to.
Oh, that would be pretty neat if you did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a new single out, and it's called My Girl.
Yes, well, I have My Girl, and I also have another brand new one that just released. It was called Fiddleback.
Oh.
Yeah, but My Girl is the single that we had out, and we had a video with CMT on that.
Okay.
And that's the one that took a lot of the nominations for this year's Canadian Aboriginal Music Awards. That's where we got 7 nominations.
Oh, wow.
And we actually broke the record this year in nominations in 13 years of this show being put on.
Really?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate this year.
Oh, wow. Now, can you tell us the stories between My Girl and your brand new release?
Okay, then once we released My Girl and that was finished, then we have our brand new single, which is called Fiddleback.
Yeah.
And that was written, basically, it's almost like my story, how it started out, how I started out as a kid, and I used to listen to Charlie Daniels.
Mm.
But we just, we played it like that, and then on the second verse, how I talk about I went out on the road. Then I did it. And so it's just that style of music. Like, hearing fiddle on a recording now is what I think is missing.
Mm.
And I'm not just saying that just as a fiddle player, but music was so cool all through the early 90s and very heavy fiddle. Garth Brooks always had fiddle on his stuff. Then you seen a turn once it got closer to the year 2000, early 2000, then it started going more rock and roll. Once they classified Lynyrd Skynyrd almost as a country band, putting like Sweet Home Alabama on country stations, that's when you can see the big change. So this song was written basically to say this: hey, this is what I want back. I'd like to have that kind of music back and in today's mainstream, because it's still cool. So the thing is that once we were done writing this song, we had asked Charlie Daniels if he would perform on it with us. And we did get Charlie to play fiddle on this song.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
Oh, gee.
And that was done through Taz, the keyboard player, keyboard player for Charlie. And unfortunately, Taz passed away about 2 weeks ago in a car accident. But this is the story of Taz and myself and how I knew Taz. Back in the day when I was with Neil McCoy and I wanted to meet Charlie Daniels, I went over to Taz and I introduced myself. And Taz was the type of person that always put people in front of himself.
Mm-hmm.
He just took me. No questions asked. We went straight to see Charlie. And we sat down, and I talked to Charlie for a few minutes, and that was the first time I ever met him. and leaving and, you know, all of this stuff. So when we wrote the song, we actually sent it to Taz. Taz drove it over to Charlie's house so Charlie could hear it.
Oh, what?
And Charlie said, tell him I will do it. I'll do it for him.
What an honor.
Well, it was great. I mean, it was great, you know, opportunity to have this, but I always dedicate this song in the memory of Taz.
Now, you also have been nominated for Male Artist of the Year at People's Choice Awards in Winnipeg.
Yes, and that's for Male Entertainer of the Year and also Country Album of the Year, and that's coming up here this weekend.
Okay.
So I fly out on Thursday, the 3rd of November, and I'll find out on Friday who basically wins that one, those two.
Now, I wish you good luck on that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, when you're not touring and writing songs, what do you do to relax and unwind?
Relax and unwind, anything to get away from the phone, the BlackBerry, the computer, the television, anything. And sometimes I just like taking my family and we'll go visit somebody and we talk about anything but music.
Okay.
And it's hard for me to do that because this is what I do every day. But if I find if I stay in my house, because this is also where I have my office, and this is my business.
Yeah.
So when you stay in your home, your business, you never leave. And in this day and age, in this industry, you can't shut it off. It's always on.
Gee, I don't know how you guys do it, but I tip my hat off to you guys.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, on behalf of Canadian Aid Country and CJMQ 88.9, we thank you, Donnie.
Well, thank you so much, too.